Welcome to Natalia Benson, the podcast. I'm an astrologer, women's empowerment coach, and modern mystic living in Los Angeles. My podcast is here to inspire, encourage, and remind you that everything and anything is possible. I love sharing with you the tools that have healed, transformed, and up-leveled my life. Everything from astrology to magical money, life purpose tools, mindset shifts, and pragmatic mysticism. Thank you so much for being with me, and I look forward to seeing you in the show. Hi, beauties. Welcome to one of the most powerful interviews I've ever experienced. My guest this week is none other than spiritual medium Erica Gabriel. And it's actually very beautiful how she was introduced to me. Very beautiful. I get a lot of inquiries about being on the podcast, which is awesome because this podcast isn't very big compared to many. But I definitely get many inquiries, and I typically choose guests that I have a really personal relationship with, not like I know them personally, but I have a personal relationship with their energy, their work, and I really feel aligned with what it is that they're putting out into the world, or they've touched my heart or my spirit in some capacity and really helped me. And so that's like really important to me before putting something out onto out to you guys. It's really, really important to me. And I actually received an email very randomly to my old email address. Like literally it's like an email address I've had for like 11 years. And it was introducing me to Erica. And typically, like I said, I see through a lot of those things. And there was something about this one that really, really spoke to me. And so I started to look through her work. And as I did, I just full body chills. And something that's really important for me when I especially am like looking into spiritual practitioners, I really want to feel like they're in their heart and they're just there to serve. It's not like, it's like true and real, like not like, oh, I have the power and you don't. That's total BS. Anytime someone attempts to tell you that they know more than you, or they have power over you, or they have to be the channel or the conduit, that's fucking bullshit. And I want you to remember that always. A true teacher, a true healer, a true conduit of power and truth and love will always remind you that it is within you. And so when I look through Erica's work, I was blown away because I could feel here is a being, a woman, a channel for love, for truth, and for empowerment. She is like, hey, yes, I have this gift of spiritual mediumship, but guess what? You can tune into this as well. You can go just as deep as I go if you choose to, if you want to, if you practice, if you get to know your own energy. And when I could feel that and that integrity, I just was like, okay, yes. And I was already also very fascinated by what she did, because I was like, whoa, this is such another realm. And people always think that like I do what she does. And like, I'm like, I am nowhere near, I don't do anything like that. And so this was just really exciting for me to get to speak to someone like her who has such a powerful connection to the other side. And most of all, you guys know me. I wanted to know her zodiac sign. So I will not, there's no spoiler moment here. I want you to listen to the interview and find out. When she told me, I literally screamed. I was so excited and it made perfect sense to me. So enjoy this episode. You are going to love spiritual medium Erica Gabriel as much as I do. This is a powerful transmission. It wasn't even like an interview. It was a transmission of sorts. And just getting to hold space and be with Erica and have a conversation like this was just, it was healing for me. It made me feel understood. And I know for so many of you listening, you are deeply empathetic, you're HSPs, highly sensitive person, all the things. And I just know, you know, and whether you are or you are not, I just know that if you have a pulse and a heartbeat and a breath in your body, that this woman, her message and her reminders and her conviction to truth and love and empowerment, is spiritual empowerment, is really going to touch you and speak to you, and you are going to absolutely love it. So enjoy this episode, and I will see you on the other side. All right, my love, welcome, spiritual medium Erica Gabriel. I am so honored to be here with you today, babe.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. I feel the same way about you. It's a joy to be with you. Truly.
This is so exciting. And this will be on the heels of a magnificent intro about you, just so you know. Oh. So I'm so excited to move right into this. So I just asked you before we jumped on your birthday, because of course, as I told you, I'm an astrologer. So as I've been researching you and getting to know your work, I'm like, this babe has got to be she's got to be a water sign with this much deep intuition and psychic ability. So just for the sake of surprise, what is your sign?
I am a Scorpio. Proud, proud Scorpio. My very first tattoo was my Scorpio symbol when I was like 15.
Owning it. You're like, oh, totally. Mom, dad.
Oh, totally. Totally.
This is my sign in case you forgot.
Yes. Well, it was so funny because my boyfriend at the time, his name started with an M. So they were like, did you get your boyfriend's initials? Oh, and they're like, what? I'm like, no, it's a Scorpio symbol. They're like, oh, okay.
And you mentioned that you maybe are not 100% on your birth chart, but you have seen it before and you have Correct. A ton of Scorpio energy.
Correct. So I was, my sign was Scorpio, my rising was Scorpio, and then I had a ton of my planets in Scorpio as well. So this is when I had my birth certificate. Now I don't know where it is, and I would love to know my birth time. But yes, I have seen my chart, and Scorpio energy from everything I've read. And as you know, like I am not, you know, I have so much to learn about astrology and can learn so much from you, but everything I know about Scorpio energy, it resonates with me so, so deeply.
Yes. It's so powerful. And this is one of the parts about astrology that I love, is just the study of human beings, human behavior. Yeah. And what's so powerful is what you do, which we're going to talk about in a moment. I mean, you really are the bridge, and that is what Scorpio is. Like the eighth house in astrology is literally the house that's marked at between like the sort of like earthly stuff that we move through and then the higher realms. And so Scorpio is that gatekeeper, and it's powerful energy. And you hold that with such grace. And I'm so grateful to get to share you with my audience and with my beautiful listeners. So thank you again, babe. I'm so honored. So, okay. So we've got that out of the way. I literally was like chomping in the bit. I'm like, I just want to ask her birthday.
What is she? Yeah.
So the Scorpio is perfect, and we'll definitely speak more about that. So babe, why don't you share with us, like, what do you do? Like, what is spiritual mediumship?
Sure. And just like, as you said, that go between, right? So what I do when I read for someone, I don't do a seance.
Thank you.
Although I think seances sound groovy, it's just not my bag. I don't do a seance. I don't wake the dead. But I do a tuning in. I tune in. And so the idea is every single person I've ever met is already connected to the spirit world without me. So everyone listening is connected to their loved ones in spirit, their angels, their spirit guides, their spirit animals, right? Mm-hmm. So it's already there. Mm-hmm. So when I read for someone with their permission, I tune into, like, I call it a radio station that's already playing. So whether they are connected to the spirit world and connected to their station or not, it is there. Yeah. Just like when you jump in your car and you turn on the radio, there's a million stations. you don't invent them, you know, but you turn in or tune in or turn the dial, excuse me, to the station you want to hear. And that's exactly how I read. I have an ability to turn on the on switch to the spirit world. I'm armed with my incredible team, my guides, my angels, those that serve me and help me so much. And then we, with their permission, kind of turn on that on switch and then tune into that person's incredible, already existing station connection to the spirit world. And then I just listen in. And what comes up are messages from people's angels, higher self, spirit guides, spirit animals come swooping through. And then also loved ones who've crossed over that have specific messages come through as well. So sometimes people call me, they have an idea of what they want to happen in their reading. And the whole idea behind a reading is to truly open your heart and be available to what spirit truly has prepared for you.
Yes. And I love that. I was taking a look at your website and I loved your FAQs. I was like, these are the most badass FAQs of all time. But I love how you said, you don't need me. Like, this is something that you have. And I the way I really resonate with what you do and how you share this is that, you know, it seems like for so many of us, we just have lost that remembrance that we have that, you know, and you embody that. And you are clear on that and you show us that we can do it as well. But I mean, personally, and this is what's so, why another reason I'm so excited to hear your perspective and hear your heart is like, this stuff has always kind of scared me. And I loved in an interview how someone asked you, what scares you? And you said scary movies. And I was like, same, like that shit freaks me out. But, yeah. But I would love to dispel that because I think this is a very, in perfect scorpionic fashion, this is a very mysterious space for so many and something that I think we do feel a lost connection to. So what can kind of take away that, and I get upset about movies because I'm like, I think that that's not, it upsets me because I think that when we watch stuff like that, we can totally put this stuff into a container that it doesn't belong. You know what I mean?
I so know what you mean. And just going off what you were saying, yes, like the guru is in you, you know, everyone is their own guru and you don't need me, you know? Yeah. Just like, you know, when I go to the gym, I stare at the machines and I cry a little cause I don't know what to do. And then a trainer comes and kind of shows me what to do and then I can do it. It's kind of like, that's kind of how I think of a reading, you know, but of course that. I can go to the gym, you know, I just cry a little. But yes, the guru is in you and you're right. We are so far away from that. And what happens is we get a spark of intuition or a spark, you know, people go, gosh, I felt my grandma and she was talking to me and I'm so scared of, and I say, you're scared of your grandma? Don't be scared of your grandma. Tell her grandma, talk to me, you know, but we do, we get scared. And then what happens is we get that pump of anxiety. Yeah. And we get so anxious and so scared because it's the unknown, you know? And so I totally honor that. And I totally, totally honor that and respect that. You know, I won't sugarcoat it. I definitely will say, you know, opening as a medium when I did, it was, you know, a lot of harrowing experiences. It was scary. Yeah. I'm being totally honest. You know, I it was scary. And I had to go through the layers of earthbound energy and kind of figure out who I was talking to. Is this a ghost? Is this a haunting? Is this my guides? You know, I've been really devoted my entire life to mediumship for the past, you know, 15 years. So yeah, there was a lot to go through, but I think, you know, everyone has to understand that you are safe and you are absolutely safe because you have you. And you are made in the image and likeness of the divine. And the spark of God, the divine spirit, whatever you want to call it, is in you. And so if you can access that quiet, beautiful, powerful place within your own spirit, there is nothing to be afraid of. Yes. You just have to believe that you're in charge of your own energetic space. I would also tell people, don't go too fast.
Yes.
If you're getting intuition, you feel like you're connecting to spirit. People call me sometimes, they go, oh my gosh, I'm connecting to spirit. Am I a medium? I need to help people. I need to get all the messages. And I'm like, slow down. It's too scary, too fast. So sometimes I think we also are trying so hard to define what we're feeling and thinking. Yes. Sometimes just say, and so it is, you know, here we go. Wow. I just felt a spark from grandma who's in spirit. Ah, and so it is. And just let it be that. And know that your spirit intuition is aligning with that opening. Don't rush. Don't push. But you don't have to be afraid. Nothing is going to harm you or hurt you, scare you. The scariest thing I've found in all of the earth is between my own ears, you know? And that leads me to scary movies.
Yes.
So that's it. So what happens is when I see scary images or scary movies, my mind starts to imagine and play tricks and starts to play out fear-driven scenarios that do not serve me at all.
Exactly.
So I do not tell people they shouldn't watch scary movies. I just know for me, it puts my mind on that path. And at any moment we can be on different paths. And the scary movie path, I can't go down that. We don't want to play that in my mind, you know?
I just love it. Because when you said, I love when she asked you that and you said scary movies, I literally laughed out loud. I was like, oh, that's me. Because it's really being, I love what you said about the way I heard it is that sovereignty over your own energy. And I feel like over time, because people assume that I do what you do, right? And that just because I have a relationship, let's say to spirituality, I say quote unquote, because whatever that means to my own soul, to my own heart, people, I think so often, they just blanket it as like, it's this. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But really, it is, as you said, that sovereignty over your own energy. And that takes so many unique, wonderful forms and different practices.
I so agree with you. I so, so agree. And that, like you're saying, like managing your own energetic space, like, you know, I always tell people, you wake up in the morning and hopefully like brush your teeth, wash your, you know, brush your hair, whatever. You work on the body, right? Exercise. Maybe you do something for your mind. You read a book or some people look at news, whatever. But what do you do for your energy? The body, the mind, and the spirit is all one. It's all a triangle.
Yes.
And we ignore our energetic space. We ignore the health of our energy so much. And what's amazing is, your intention is all you need to start managing your energy.
Yes.
You know, I don't want people to think that if you're not sitting in a corner saying om for 3 hours, that you're not doing it right. It's not even like that, you know?
Exactly.
You manage your energetic space and then you start to create this relationship with self. And then you start to trust yourself a little more. And then when you get inspiration or intuition, you go, ooh, I know what that feels like. That's my truth.
Yes.
Because you're building this beautiful relationship.
Yes. Yeah. And Erica, how can we trust our intuition more? Like, I feel like, and I'm really excited to speak about psychic ability because I see those things as a little bit different, but I may be wrong. So, or maybe they're varying degrees on the same scale, but I get asked this a lot. How do we trust our own intuition on a deeper level?
I love that question because therein lies everything, right?
You're
because,
right.
Because your guides, your God, your guides, your angels, your loved ones, they meet you in your intuition. So if you want the answers, you want to know your truth, it's there in the intuitive voice. And it is hard to tap into that at times, right? It's I always say it's simple, but not easy, right?
Yeah, so, it's one of my favorites.
Right, totally. And so I want you to imagine that when you're going into your intuition, you're dropping from your head to your heart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And pay attention to your feelings. Because if you are feeling anxious, chaos, worry, doubt, fear, that kind of chaotic feeling, that is not your intuition. Your intuition comes in a moment, in moments of calm and clarity. And I would say, pay attention to your feelings. That is how you know when you're in with your intuition. And I always tell people, find what it is for you that quiets your mind before you do anything else. Just focus on that. What quiets your mind, and it can't be Netflix.
No love is blind on Netflix.
Right, totally, totally. No Bachelor, no Bachelor. It can be running, walking in nature, meditation. I drum, I dance. You know, there's all kinds of ways that you can cool that mental chaos, that mental chatter. And then you can start to tap into that intuitive voice. But it's there. We all get it. I mean, do you know how many people I read for that something comes up from their guides and the person goes, oh, I knew that.
I love that.
And that's it. That's your intuition. You know, it is trusting yourself, believing in yourself, and getting to that place where you trust your relationship with self. And that's something to build. And it doesn't have to take 20 years, you know?
Yes,
don't let this be daunting. It's okay, you know? Yes. It's okay. Let it be lovely. Let it be light. Let it be joyful. And don't stress, friends. Don't stress. Oh. It's okay. You're probably already doing it.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. I love that so much because I feel like so often, and myself included, like you want to listen. And I love how you said that with the chaos, the anxiety, the fear, that is not your intuition. It's I've looked at it as like the heart is a whisper, whereas the ego and the fear mind, there's nothing wrong with the ego, BTW, but the ego and the fear mind are speaking our language, and they're very loud and kind of like boisterous in a way, but then it's like that quieter voice. It does, as you're saying, it takes practice just to sit with yourself and just be there. And that's what, there's 7 billion of us on this planet right now. I think less than 1% of us even do that. So hence why so much cuckoo-ness, you know what I mean? Because we're not listening to ourselves.
Right. And we're so far removed. We're removed from nature. You know, there's everything. You need something, you click, it comes to your door the next second. Yes. You know, like it's a lot of that, you know? And listen, modern conveniences are amazing, you know? So I'm not knocking how we live. It's awesome, right? Yes. It's amazing. And we are. We chose, as spiritual beings having human experiences, we chose to be here right now.
Yes.
You know, we're brave. Here we are, you know? And if you can find ways to quiet that mind and tune into your intuition, shit, you're killing it, you know? That's awesome.
Can we talk more about that? Like, what in the fuck are we all doing here? Like, this is such a potent yet powerful and beautiful time. What is your perspective on that, babe? Like, I love that saying, and I say that all the time. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. Why would we choose to be here right now?
Well, we're brave spirits, we're brave souls. So first of all, you know, everyone has their own path and their own journey. So some people are here right now. Have you ever met someone, they're just born on the sunshiniest day? They just have like, you know, they're just like tootling around and just living it up and having a grand old time. You know, maybe they came here one last time for one, obtain one last thing, you know? We just don't know. That's why I always tell people, don't judge other people. You don't know why they're here. You don't know their karma. You don't know their path. Let them be, for goodness sakes, you know? And some people come here, you know, and at, you know, 6 years old, they realize, hey, I'm born in the wrong body. I'm actually a boy, not a girl, you know? Why do they have that experience? Well, they are here as healers to teach us acceptance and love and to be brave spirits and to show us that we all have our own experiences and everyone is supposed to be here. Yes. You know, everyone is meant to be here. Everyone has their own story. Yes. I have never, ever, ever met so many healers, light workers, bright shining stars that I have right now. And I will say this, and I don't mean to say this in a controversial way, but in the 90s, a lot of healers came of age, okay? Yeah. And we had Prozac Nation, right? Yes. So a lot of people that were different and, you know, getting tattooed and getting plugs in their ears and wanting to dye their hair and be free and really kind of this big sweep of people that were so-called different, couldn't sit still. Couldn't learn in the same way. And so we over-medicated them. Again, I know lots of people that have taken medication that it served them greatly. Yes. So you are not being judged for being on medication. I just have to say that. But there was a mass over-prescription of medication and it really dimmed a lot of those healers. So what's happening now is a lot of healers are coming to age now. And we're kind of coming around again. We're in the new age and it's an amazing time. And we are trying and setting an intention to elevate the vibration on earth right now. Yes. Did that answer your question? Did that go
too? Yes, I'm so enthralled right now. Like, and I've almost cried like six times just because it's so healing to you are so in your truth and not even just your truth from the way I feel it, the truth. Mm. And that like when the truth is love and like you, the way you express things, it's just like, I feel like I'm in like a totally unique space of energy right now because I'm just really receiving you. So yes. And I have heard that before that you know, the over, and of course, medication, like anything, is a tool. But so often to give medication to people just because they're different or they're expressing, you know, gifts or parts of their personalities that do challenge the norm. I've heard that before, that these are the beings who are here to bring different and new energy. And instead of dimming the light or being like conform, you know, by behaving in this certain way, that's just not the way anymore. And thank God, my boyfriend just told me recently that the wellness industry is now like a $1 trillion industry.
Correct.
And walking through like CVS and Whole Foods and Whole Foods, of course, but CVS, I was surprised and excited to see this, but I saw the cover of this magazine. I won't say which one because I don't remember, but it was a bigger publication saying how wellness, holistic wellness is the way now. And I just thought, oh my God, this is exciting. And I don't knock. I take Advil if I have a headache, if I've got a crazy day. Like that's the thing. Like we, and as you said, it's really just releasing the judgment. And that's also why I love astrology because it's like, I remember when I started learning aspects, which as soon as you find your birth certificate, I want to read your chart.
Oh, but will you please? I would be so honored.
Oh my God. We'll have a moment.
Yes.
Because that would be so beautiful. And when I started studying aspects, I was working in a jewelry store on 3rd Street and I was like a bit of a closet mystic. I was still doing all my studying. I had like 6 jobs. And I remember as I started to learn about aspects, I thought, wow, we really cannot judge another person. We don't know their aspects. And from the way that you're sharing it in such, so beautiful and clear, it's like, how do we judge another soul? We don't know why they're here. We have to, that's between them and God universe. That's between them and their, you know, their experience. And I love that because that just brought my heart peace because, you know, I live in downtown Los Angeles. There is rampant homelessness and it breaks my heart. I even went walking the other day with my dad, who's a Scorpio, and he's kind of stoic, but he's so sensitive and like he cries. It's so beautiful. And he was telling me and my mom, like, or he tells my mom and then my mom tells me, he's pretty quiet. And he just was like, you know, seeing the homelessness here just breaks my heart. And I wonder even what is your perspective on that? Because I think there's things we see in the world, especially as empaths or highly sensitive people. Do you relate to empath HSP?
Okay. Absolutely. And I love this question. And people ask this a lot. And like, you're virtually asking me the essence of suffering.
Yes.
And what is suffering, you know, and that is such a, I mean, you can look through religions, and that comes up so much through so many religions, is this essence or this experience, I should say, of suffering and pain. And why do some have these amazing lives and some are on the street in LA on drugs, and it's, yes, you know, or not on drugs and just had a horrible shake and yes, lost their job, or it is, you know, it's almost soul crushing if yeah, you allow it in, you know, and I think of children that are suffering and going to bed hungry, it can yes, make you just want to give up almost. Yes. It's yes, horrible. And especially as a sensitive, you know, I have huge yes, boundaries. Yes. My mom always says, Erica and her boundaries, you know, I do.
Scorpio. Scorpio. You have to teach us boundaries. That's Scorpio yeah, energy.
Yep. Yep, have to have the boundaries. And I would say this, and the way that my guides helped me, and this was actually like, you know, I think about when I was first opening as a medium, I had a bungalow right off Melrose. It's still there. Nice. It's so cute. But I would remember sitting in my bungalow and thinking, why do I have this ability? And what's the point when there's people that are starving and suffering? What is the issue here? And my guide said, you know, Erica, but you're not suffering and starving, mm-hmm, and you are this person and you were given this. So are you going to allow your light to be dark and sad and depressed and just, you know, go to bed and give up? Or are you going to shine as bright as you can and get any toxic energy out of your own spirit and let go of resentment and let go of hate and let go of fear? And are you going to shine that with as many people as you possibly can? And what they told me was, I can describe it in two ways. Like, if you think of the world as a tapestry, and every single person is one strand on that tapestry. If your strand is bright and shining and beautiful, you are affecting the whole tapestry, the color of the tapestry. If your strand is dark and sad and depressed, then you are contributing to the darkness. You know, universe gets light and dark. What are you contributing to? So if you're looking at all the sadness and the suffering, you have this beautiful life, but all you can feel is sad and depressed, and are you contributing to the light or are you contributing to the darkness? So especially those that are well and that have something to share, go for it. Shine, shine, shine. You're affecting everyone. Oh. And that's what I would say to suffering at this time.
Oh, and that is so healing, because I think that, yes, as sensitive beings, you look at things and you're just like, what in the world? Like literally, like, and how do I help? But it's so true. When you have the capacity to bring more light and love, I think it's our responsibility. Like, I think it's like you were mentioning earlier, just that sitting. I think there's Rumi or Hafiz, how he says to sit alone with yourself is like the greatest. Have you ever heard that? I don't remember.
No, but I'm vibing off what you're like.
I'll find it and yes, send it to you on the gram. But it's please, like, I found that a couple years ago, and it was like more than 1,000 screaming fans or all of the love in the world or 50 children or whatever. It's like, mm-hmm, can you sit alone with yourself in a room?
Yeah.
And that to me is everything. And I think that that's where we find our answers.
Yes. Take care of yourself. Make sure you are not putting out, you know, negativity, fear, toxic energy, et cetera. Like, mm-hmm, and even to put it in a little bit of a different perspective, if you're a nurse, right? Say you're mm-hmm, a nurse and you're just so downtrodden because you're so upset about everything of the world. It's like, no, go and be a nurse. We need yes, you. Exactly. Go and be the best nurse ever. You know, exactly, we need all these people to shine and shine bright, and it will affect the whole. And we are supposed to be here, and we are needed here, especially right now, especially in this huge transformation and this new age that we're in.
Yes. And I want to speak more about that and bookmark, but I really wanted to ask you this. I'm like so obsessed and in love with this moment. I'm so grateful like to get to speak with you. I'm like, I'm an Aries. I'm like hyper passionate. So
I love it. And ditto. I'm having a great time.
Thank you. Like, I wanted to ask you, because I heard you mention this, what is our divine spirit team? Because I think that helps us cope with the suffering, that helps us cope with what as I knock over my bouquet, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? And what is that? I don't know much about this concept.
Yeah. So your divine spirit team. So in terms of what are you doing here, know that you, every single person on this planet is here for a reason. And yes. Your journey is to find that reason and shine it bright, right? Mm-hmm. And you are not alone. And that is your divine spirit team. So your spirit team, your posse, your crew, I always call it my people. You have a network of spirit guides, spirit animals. And then there are also angels that are assigned to you. And then you have your ancestors and loved ones who've crossed over. Are they all hanging out together? No, they're not. They feel different when I feel them come through. Yes. They sound different. They feel different. That was a huge, that took me years to figure out who was who, but you have a whole crew that's with you, that loves you, that's supporting you, that is there every time you call. And it's so cool getting when I do readings and I start to connect with someone and their team's like, hey, here we are. We got them here. We told them to search your name or we told them this, they're thrilled.
That's so cute.
Yeah. So most people get prompted, most people that call me, I go, how'd you find me? And they go, it's the weirdest thing. Everyone says that every single time. People will be like, I had someone call me one time. I said, how'd you find me? She goes, it's the weirdest thing. I heard two women talking about you on a plane and I wrote your name down. People find me in all kinds of ways. So that is your team kind of nudging you. I don't think that it's just through me. I think there's amazing mediums out there, of course, but sometimes they'll nudge you towards someone that maybe would resonate with you or that you would click with. So it would be a positive experience. But your team is your crew in spirit. They're supporting you. They love you. They're there for you. They're guiding you. I've seen angels literally grab a steering wheel and turn it to avoid an accident for some. I've literally seen that. Your guides are like dear, dear friends. They meet you in your intuition. You can work with them through writing meditation. You can start writing meditation with them, connect with them, and then spirit animals. My very first guide that revealed itself to me was an animal. And I think I was 20 and there used to be a bookstore. I'm like aging myself. There used to be a bookstore in LA called Bodhi Tree Bookstore.
Of course. I love Bodhi Tree.
Yeah. Next to Earth Cafe. Yes. And I remember I was like 20 years old. And I think at the time I was working at the Standard on Sunset.
Back
when it was super hot and we used to wear knee highs and plastic skirts, but anyway. And I remember I had a ball, by the way. We had a lot of fun. But I went to Bodhi Tree Bookstore and I just started searching for anything on a bear because I had this bear chasing me in all my dreams. Sometimes I would have a dream and I would look over and there would be a bear playing like in a water fountain. And the bear just came to me so strong. And that's one of my initial spirit guides was a bear. I'm losing my train of thought, but yes, your spirit guides, your angels, with spirit animals. I was included in a really cool article about that. I should share it with you about spirit animals, but you will know your spirit animal because you've either loved a certain animal your whole life, you're super drawn to a certain animal, or if you open yourself up, they will come to you in dreams. That was the point of my story. Okay.
No, but I love that. Yes. Yeah. That makes so much sense. Yeah.
They'll come to you because we're not like living in tribes outside where we can go journey and an animal will actually come. Yes. So they come in dreams, they come in visions, they come in your heart. And, spirit animals have unbelievable magic and messages that they bring forward as well. So you've got this whole crew. Use them. Work with them, use them. We are not alone. We are truly on a special journey here and we got reinforcements. We're here with
reinforcements. That makes me want to like jump up and down and like do a happy dance.
You're not alone. You're not alone.
All right, my beauties. I just have a very, very quick question for you. I know that there is so much going on in the world right now. It can feel almost overwhelming, but we can also look at this time as like a collective pause of sorts. And we can really look within, like, what do I want to do with this sacred, precious life? We can see the connectivity between humanity. We can see the shifts. We can see the fragility of life. And I wonder if it's done for you what it's done for me, which is like, whoa, like, am I living up to my greatest potential? Am I stepping into who I truly came here to be? And it is, we're getting towards the middle of 2020, which makes like zero sense. And so my question for you is this: what were your intentions for 2020? What did you want to birth or launch or step into for 2020? And with that question, I give you two opportunities to really step up and take this year and take even this opportunity that we're having within this pause, within this collective transition, to really make your move. I'm recording this during the beginning of Aries season. Me and my team are moving with so much empowering content and opportunities for you into the rest of the year. So my question is this: do you want to build and launch a business idea, or do you want to scale and empower and enrich an already existing business? And so with that, I'm not going to take too much of your time within this interview, but I want to give you here an opportunity to ask yourself this question. If you want to launch or build a dream from scratch, I ask you to put your email onto my Jupiter Club waitlist. It is my conscious business launch course. There is an interview coming for you next week with 10 women who've moved through that course with me, and it absolutely changed their lives. So if you feel like you are at square zero and you want to launch, I want you to add your email onto the Jupiter Club email waitlist so I can get you more information about moving forward with me and launching your business. If you have a business, if you have a conscious business, a purpose-driven business, I and my dear sister Jenna Black want to guide you on scaling that business, on stepping fully into your prosperity, bringing everything online and bringing a powerful service or expanding the services that you already have in a way that is bringing more light and more empowerment to this world, and therefore also bringing you more wealth. So if you already have an existing business and you'd like to grow, scale, and empower yourself and gather with other powerful women, I ask you to put your email on my Power Babe Mastermind waitlist so that Jenna and I can get you more information. That is all I have for you. I am excited to continually get you more information about all of this. I love you guys, and continue to enjoy this powerful interview with Erica Gabriel. How do we start that? I've had moments where I'm like, hi, my guides, I love you so much. Mm-hmm. I'd love to connect with you more. And just, is that enough? Like, is that cool? Like, just kind of putting your words and your vibration out into the field? Like, what's a great way to start?
I think absolutely. And I think with everything that you've done and everything you're doing and everything you've been through, you know, you're already working with your guides.
Yes,
they're
sure.
All around. You're already working with your guides. You know, I think it depends on what level you want to go to, and if you want to know them by sight or by a name or something like that. You know, a lot of spirit guides, I've seen spirit guides kind of come through as like a feather, you know, or like a bubble. You know, they don't always take human form. My guides happen to be in human form, but they don't always take human form. But yes, I think if you want to work with your spirit guides, just that's it. Start to acknowledge that you have this amazing team in spirit. You have spirit guides, you have spirit animals, and you start to kind of open that pathway of communication. I think if you're just starting out, a great way to do it is a writing exercise. So
I love that.
You would sit down, you would take maybe 10 cleansing breaths, really try and quiet your mind. You can light a candle and you can write on the page, to my highest and best vibrational spirit guides that are available to me.
Yes.
You know, it is an honor, and with love and devotion and you know, great, thanks. I ask that you connect with me through this ready meditation. And then you could write a question and then kind of just let it flow and see what comes up.
That is so cool.
It's a great way to do it. If you ever start writing really, really weird stuff, stop, throw away the piece of paper, blow out the candle, and try it again another time.
Yeah.
You know, I think anytime you connect into spirit, you want to make sure you're really surrounded by white light. I always, before I do anything, I ask that I'm surrounded in a sacred bubble of white light, that any toxic energy, negative energy, confusing energy just bounces off my bubble. Yes. So I would do that when you light your candle. And again, don't be afraid. If you start to feel weird or you write some weird stuff, just go, not vibing. Throw it away. Okay. You will never be scared of your spirit guides though.
Yes.
They're not scary. They're not controlling you. They're not puppet masters. They love you. They're here to help you.
That is so cool. There's a few questions I wanted to say or ask you before I forget them. So number one, what do our angels, the energy, what does that look like to you? Like, that's so beautiful and fascinating to me. Like, is it just colors? I love how you said it can be human form or like a symbol or like, you know, I see feathers. It's funny. So much of what you said are things, because I have big windows here and that I see from here. And, and the feathers are always one thing where I take that as a sign from my guides.
Absolutely. And like, usually when I'm connecting with someone, the examples I give are usually things I'm getting from them. It happens
so
a lot.
Cool.
So know that your angels and your spirit guides are two different things. Mm-hmm. Spirit guides are highly, highly, highly evolved light beings that are done incarnating. Mm-hmm. They're done being people. And they have taken on a special role in the spirit world to be spirit guides. Angels have not lived before.
Fascinating.
So angels, like, people don't die and sprout wings. You know, angels have always been angels. So if you think of time as a circle with no beginning, middle, or end, time just is, right?
Yeah.
Which is something else we can get into, but
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah. But angels have always been angels. They've never been human, and they truly are beings of white light, pure loving energy, connection, God, just love, pure love energy. They've always been angels. They always will be angels. And so it is. Mm. You know, I have seen an angel take a human form before, and I wish I could say that I haven't, because it just sounds so ridiculous.
You're in perfect company. I have the most woo-woo audience. Like, we are here for it. We're hanging on the edge of our seats. Yes. We're loving it.
I mean, I wish I could say angels just are white and have wings, but have I seen an angel jump, you know, take a human form and help someone? Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. I absolutely have.
Oh, that gives me chills. That's so powerful.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen, you know, dude, if you Google, it's crazy. If you Google angel stories, there are millions and millions and millions and millions of stories of people going, I was trapped under a car. A man lifted the car with his hands, helped me out. I was unscathed. I turned around to thank him. He was gone. Like, there's so many stories like that. So that's angels. Angels love us and they're pure love. I also have to say, the most that I see angels, it's wild, but I see angels come to people that are hysterical, crying, upset, can't sleep, and an angel will come and wrap their wings and put them to sleep. So sometimes in a reading, I'll say, do you remember how you fell asleep? And they go, no, I just woke up in the morning. So an angel will give them some sleep.
Oh, God.
Grieving, things like that.
It reminds us we're not alone. Like, I think that's our deepest wound and fear as human beings, that we're alone. Mm-hmm. I remember a long time ago, probably about 10, 11 years ago, I was going through something really tough. I used to have horrific abandonment issues. And I remember I was dating someone for like a week, and it was already really crazy, and I was hysterical. Mm. I want to talk to you about past lives, so we'll get to that in a second. But
I felt that when you said I have abandonment issues, I'm like, that's not from now.
It was
like looking at your parents and everything. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Exactly. It was so disassociated. But I remember I had this, there used to be this park. I don't know if you've ever gone to, well, it's not, it's still there. Where the Bat Cave is. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like a forest.
Oh, wait. The Bat Cave. You mean Bronson Canyon Drive? Yeah, Bronson Canyon. Yes, right off Franklin. Yes, totally.
I used to go there because I lived in that neighborhood for years, and I used to go to that park. And I remember I was hysterical crying, and I used to do drugs too, so it was probably from that as well. Right. And I remember laying on this tree, crying, I'm never going to be loved. I'm blah, 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 like going for it. And I look up, and there has to be 1,000 hummingbirds in this tree.
Oh my gosh.
And it was just like, and then I cried even harder. What you're sharing as well, it's like the way that spirit takes these forms and reminds us like you're on the path. Like I never forgot that, like ever. And I've had wild experiences with hummingbirds. Like
that is such a beautiful symbol for you, a hummingbird. Yes, oh my powerful, gosh.
But just,
yes,
I feel like they're little angels in their own right. Like totally. Just that vibration of beauty and love and oh my God. So let me ask you this. I definitely want to hear your perspective on time, but what is your perspective on like death, past lives, and reincarnation? Because I feel like that is everything that you're working with your clients and with your work is really this something that I think so many of us have such a, like, we're like, what is that? Like that, like our logic, just, it's very hard to wrap around.
I so agree. And it is hard to wrap around. And I, you know, what's interesting about the readings that I do, I am not like a past life regressionist.
Yeah.
Do I have past life things come up in readings? Absolutely. Yeah. If they are affecting your current experience. Okay. So that is the only time that I have past life things come up. So meaning guides aren't like, ooh, want to know who you were? You know what I mean? Like they don't do it for like a party. Yeah. I will have past life things come up again if it is very specifically something is truly affecting this life and you're having trouble letting go. For an example, yes. Like someone lost a twin in a past life, and this life they are having, you know, severe trauma regarding that. It's still affecting this life. So I don't do regression, but absolutely. I mean, this life is so sacred and so important. And we must fight to stay here and be alive and healthy and so on. And this is one stop on our soul's very epic, very long journey. And yes, do we have many, many lives? Absolutely. But that's up to you. You don't, no one's forcing you anything to do anything. Yeah. You know, your path, your evolvement as a soul, your lessons that you're learning, that's between you and you. Mm. When we go to spirit, we do learn. And in fact, I see a ton of people in libraries when I do readings in spirit, they're learning. And so we do learn, but not in the way we do here. We don't have that suffering. We don't, you know, have heartbreak. We don't lose a child. We don't, you know, it's not the same. Yeah. So those are things that for whatever reason, we are learning to elevate collective consciousness and our oneness and really kind of bringing it all back to that oneness, which is God. So, past lives, absolutely.
It's cool.
Yeah. People go, is my person going to incarnate before I get to see them in spirit? No. You know, your loved ones wait for you.
Yes, I love
that. Yeah, they wait.
You've gotten all the questions.
What?
I'm sure you've gotten all the questions.
All the questions. And it's good. It's so healthy because then I go in and I talk to my guides and they explain and, you know, it's good. And I think even for myself, like we were talking about with being a Scorpio, you know, I've had so many things to overcome and so many things I've struggled with. Mm-hmm. And I go to my guides, you know what I mean? I'm like, how do I deal with this? Mm-hmm. How do I deal with this element of me or this aspect of my personality or how do I work on this? And mm-hmm. I'm working on it still every day, yes. You know, even when you know all this, we're still here. In human form. Yes. It doesn't mean you're untouchable or that if someone dies, you're not sad or, my gosh. Yes. It just means there is some form of understanding and it helps to drive and propel your life forward and really strive to focus on your intention for being here.
Absolutely. What is death?
Like death, our human form?
Yeah. Like what is it? It's one of those other mysteries. Like, how do you look at death?
Yeah. Well, our body temple, you know, we are borrowed. Our energy is borrowed and we have this one body, we have this body temple. And when it's ready to be done for whatever reason, we graduate into spirit. Mm-hmm. And you know, what I see is a great, amazing, beautiful reunion.
Yes.
And when people cross over, it's just a reunion and people go, well, wait, I don't know anyone that died, you know, mm-hmm. It's like, but they know you. And when you get there, you know them, your ancestors know you, your guides know you, your angels know you, your pets greet you. Mm-hmm. There is such a reunion when you go into spirit. You know, but I also think, you know, so many people are struggling with depression and suicide is at like such an all-time high. And, mm-hmm. you know, no matter knowing all this stuff, it's like, listen, you go into spirit prematurely, you still make it to spirit, you're still loved, but you have to come back and redo the same yes. things. So yes. don't give up, friends. Keep yes. going. This life is so important. Yes. It is a tremendous journey for a soul to come here to the earth element. So yes. honor it and fight for yourself with love, yes. you know?
Yes. Oh, babe, I love yes. that so much. Oh my God. Okay, let's see here. Like, where do I even, I've got a couple more questions. Do you sure. have a little bit more time?
Yep. I have 10 or 15 more minutes. So
perfect.
That
perfect.
For
that's
you?
What yeah. I've got. That's excellent.
Although I could talk to you literally all day.
I know, literally. I'm just, that's why I wanted to check in. I was like, I've got about 15, but how are you doing?
So, I'm like, what are we doing after this?
I know. I'm like, are we hanging out? Do you want to FaceTime me?
Yes.
So a couple more things.
Sure.
And just to mention on what Erica just spoke about, I love how you say your loved one still loves you. Like, that's so beautiful. It's like, because I think death is so hard for us as human beings. Like, how do we cope with loss? And it's weird. I think about loss often just because like I love so freaking hard. Like I love so deeply. So is that normal?
Absolutely. Well, yes. I mean, yes, I literally think about death every second of every day. Totally. Because this is so impermanent and yes. no one is getting out of here alive. We're all going, you know, this is a moment, you know, and here we are. And yeah, I mean, the thing with death is like, you must grieve. It does hurt. It is so sad to lose someone.
Yes.
And you know, evidentiary mediumship, which is what I do. So you have, mm-hmm. you know, specific details and validation that no one could ever know come through in a reading to show yeah. you it's that person. Right. Yeah. It's amazing because you know that that person still is, they still see you, they still yes. watch you, they love you. They're probably yes. sending you all kinds of signs. Yes. And they are still there. They still love you, but it doesn't mean it's not sad. It's, you yes. know, it's heartbreaking to lose someone,
yes.
but know that you will be rejoined once again.
Yes.
And that they still see you, know you, love you. I mean, I have people come through and they say, oh my gosh, tell them congratulations. They graduated and went to school. I'm so proud. I saw them at their graduation, you know, all mm. kinds of things. So your loved ones are still with you. They're mm. not haunting your house, but they are absolutely still there and they're still with you and know that. I think in terms of signs, people always ask me signs.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes a sign from a loved one, like I'll be sitting on a park bench and I'll think of my best friend who crossed over and I'll think of something funny and that we did together. And then a gentle breeze will come and mm. that's my sign, you know, yes. take it. You know, I think we rationalize or kind of
yeah.
rationalize things away. Don't just let it be because that's it. And like you said, you know, spirit is not a booming God voice in your mind. It's yes. a beautiful, gentle, subtle vibration. Mm. That you know. I see signs come through in clocks, 11:11, 3:33, 4:44. I see signs come through in song. You know, so you think of your special someone and your song comes on the radio and you're like, oh shit. You know? I see it in a lot of birds. So hawks, cardinals, hummingbirds, dragonflies. I see it in birds. And then I find it, you can find it in coins, pennies, all kinds of things like that. You know, all kinds of little signs that they leave. In my case, I found a handwritten note in the back of a picture frame from my best friend that I had never seen.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I had just given a reading and I started connecting with her. And she said, the way that the picture was in the frame, it was annoying me, but I felt like she put it in the frame. And since she crossed over, I didn't want to move it. And she said, move the picture, open the back of the frame, open the back of the frame. And I'm like, okay, fine. And I open it and there was a note in there.
Yeah.
A handwritten note. Yeah. So you can find all kinds of things. I heard all kinds of stories like that where people open a book and out pops a note. Mom, I love you. I'm okay. Just went to sleep. You know, and it's from their son who crossed over, you know, and it's, you know, there's all kinds of signs that come through, but your loved one still loves you. Love never, ever dies.
Never, ever. Oh my God. I love that so much. How do you take care of yourself? I heard of something recently called energetic hygiene. One of my girlfriends here shared that with me. And so what are some things you do? And maybe this can be wonderful for my babes here as well. Like, what are ways, because everyone here, I imagine on some level, we want to help people. And so how do we also take care of our energy and rejuvenate ourselves?
Yeah. And that was kind of what we touched on earlier too. Anything that quiets your mind. For me, I mean, you know, it's very classic, but I am a huge user of sage. It's very strong smelling for me. It's very potent. I've used all kinds of other, you know, sprays and Palo Santo and all kinds of other things, which I think are great, but nothing clears my energy like sage. I
totally agree.
It adheres to the energy and it really does kind of take it out. Make sure you open a window when you sage, guys. Don't sage and then not have an exit for it. Also ask that whatever is cleared from you is absorbed into the white light. You don't want to dump all your crap on your neighbor, you know? But I sage, you know, 5, 6, 7 times a day. I am clearing my energy. I'm grounding my energy. So that's imperative for the work I do, especially in between readings.
Yes.
I work with candles. So I light a candle. I blow out a candle, which is very, for me, definitive.
Yes.
It's a symbol. And I walk in nature. It is imperative for me to get outside and download any frenetic energy into the earth.
Yes.
I drum, my poor neighbors, but I drum. Drumming really resonates with me. It's loud. It shakes my energy.
Yes.
I also have a crystal singing bowl that is so loud. And so it's sound therapy. I use sound therapy. I dance. I stretch. I yoga, and that's what I do. I mean, I'm constantly managing my energy.
Yeah,
constantly.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
And if I'm in a rush, it's like, I will do a meditation in the shower.
Yes.
And I will ask the water to wash away any stuck energy, any residual energy, go down the drain to be absorbed into the white light. Mm. Use any tool you can, basically. Mm. And that you know, your intention is everything. Mm-hmm. Intention with energy is absolutely everything.
Oh, I love this so much, babe. Okay, I've got two more things for you. I was told that I could ask you a question.
Please.
Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely. Because the more specific, the better, right? So just for our time, it like sometimes people are like, tell me about my future. And
tell
I'm like, oh,
the
no.
Meaning of
I'm
life.
Like, oh, like, no, we don't have enough time.
How much time do we have?
I would love to answer a question for you, my friend. Absolutely.
So something that's really important to me, and it resonated with me recently, that it felt a little open and undone and like maybe a little bit sad for me was the loss of my grandfather. He was very dear to me. I write about him in the book. I'm going to send you a book so you can read about it.
Oh my gosh.
But my grandpa Mitch, he was just like one of my soulmates and he passed away very, very suddenly. Mm-hmm. And I guess I just wonder, I don't know what to ask, but I guess just his energy and does he hear me? And, I don't know. I've never asked anything like this, but that's all I could think of.
First of all, I love this man. I mean, he, first of all, he has the best like personality. I love him. And when you started talking about him, I'm like, oh, they don't make people like that anymore. Like he's awesome. Yes. And he's a great person. So first and foremost, in terms of his sudden, passing, it's almost like he's saying exactly how I'd want it.
Mm.
Okay. Exactly how I'd want it. He did not want to be that person that people were just doting over, and he was sick and bedridden and medicine, hospital. This was great for him.
Yes.
He easily went into the spirit world. This was not a tough transition. He felt super happy and super ready, just so you know, if that's what you're asking, if he made it over into spirit. He absolutely hears you and sees you. He doesn't always understand what you do.
Totally.
He says he doesn't quite understand everything you do, but he knows he's damn proud of you. He's saying he's super proud of you, but he doesn't always, he understands you, but you know, a lot of what you do is like beyond him in some way, he's saying, but he loves it. And he's so, so proud of you. He says, you were always a happy child.
Yeah.
Okay. Ever since you were born, you were a bright child and a happy child. So he feels that anything that you are not happy or you're not feeling happy, this is not for you. You are meant to be happy. He's very into your happiness. And do you know that you were a bright, happy child? You brought a lot of light to everyone around you.
Yes.
And so that's how you made him feel. You always honored him. You always went to him. Mm-hmm. Did you have some guilt about not seeing him?
Yeah, it was very hard. And I write about it in the book that that he didn't, I went to see him and then he passed.
Yeah, so. But don't feel, he's saying, don't do that. He's saying we had so much more to our relationship than just that one day. Yeah. So whatever guilt you have there, just let that go. He knows how you felt about him.
Yes.
He knows how you were to him so much. Mm. Do you have a picture of him there?
Oh my God, I wish I don't actually.
Whose dad is this?
My mom's.
Does she have his pictures, older pictures of him?
They've got to be around somewhere. I don't know, actually. I'd have to check.
It's interesting because when I see him, he looks more around 20s, 30s. He looks really healthy and young. He's gone to a younger state to me.
Yes.
So he looks well. Ask your mom if she can locate some of those younger photos because he looks good. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He looks handsome.
Yes.
Just so you know. Good. Did you have another question? Your question was general, just making sure he was okay. Correct? Am I right?
Yeah. And like I could feel he is okay, but I think you're right. It was that sadness, more so that like. I just think I wanted more time and I didn't get it, you know? And I felt that strongly of just, where are you again? You feel me? And like, I miss you so much. I mean, it's funny because guess what I said to him when he passed and I got to be with him in the room. I said, I'm going to make you so proud.
Oh, and that's what he said.
He said that a million times.
But you know what's interesting, and especially about this grandpa, is like he was proud of you the minute you came.
Yeah.
Like the minute you came into this earth.
Yeah.
He's always been proud of you.
Yeah.
He's always been proud of you. Not just, you know, you don't need to do anything to make him proud. You were a star to him from day one. You know, he always just adored you. You were always a bright shining light, always a star, always a happy child to him, always loving towards him.
Mm,
absolutely.
I love that so much. No, that is so perfect. And I'm just going to have a reading with you. You have a book coming out.
Yes.
Said there's no definitive date.
I have no date or I don't know exactly when, but yes, I wrote a book. It's called 10 Things I Learned from Talking to the Dead That Changed My Life and Can Change Yours Too. And it's like everything you're asking. It's like, okay, great. You talk to spirit, you talk to the other side, but what does it mean and why? And why do we care? And what does this do for our lives? So this breaks it down in 10 really, really manageable chapters. So if you're deep, deep into your spiritual journey or just starting out, there's something in there for everyone. It really kind of talks to everybody.
Well, and I wonder, I'll tell you this very quickly and then we'll FaceTime later, but I remember many moons ago, I was sleeping in a house that I guess had like some paranormal activity. And I remember I had that sleep paralysis thing.
Yes.
And I could, it was very intense, but I remember waking up because I was in a very dark time of my life. Mm-hmm. And I felt so grateful to be alive. And I felt like that was the gift from that being to me. Mm. Like, you're alive still. Like,
wow.
This. Like, and I remember we went out, we were staying in like a lake house and we went to like a beautiful clearing. And I felt so great, even though the experience was very harrowing. Mm-hmm. I remember waking up and feeling relieved and then going out and having this intuition, like that was the message. You're still here. And
yeah. You embrace. Be good to yourself. Yes. Exactly. Be good to yourself. Exactly. And like, you're still alive. Absolutely. And hauntings are scary. You know, it feels yucky. It feels scary, you know, yeah. But that is so cool that you transmuted that into this positive experience. Yes. So yes. Awesome.
Something
that's beautiful. So you.
That's so me. That is a Sag so moon.
Oh, we're going to, we're going to, you to take a haunting and you turned it into something beautiful. That is so you. Like, that's just how I see you. And I love that. That's awesome.
Cause at the end of that dream, I looked out the window and there was light and roses. And I was like, that was the vision. And I was like, oh my God, I made it through this thing. But you're right. Transmute and just take that energy for beauty. And I think that that's the power of, that's the beauty of a powerful being. You are so powerful. I have been enthralled through this entire experience with you, Erica, spiritual medium, Erica Gabriel. Where can everyone find you and get to experience more of your magic?
Well, you can always find me on my website, ericagabriel.com. It's Erica with a K.
Yes.
E-R-I-K-A-G-A-B-R-I-E-L.com. And then you can also follow me on Instagram. So I do a ton of videos on there. And I work with some sacred card decks. I don't do tarot, although I love tarot, but I don't do tarot. But I ask my guides to sometimes pull messages through cards. So I do that on Instagram, which is at Spiritual Medium Erica. So find me.
I just tagged you in my story today saying we were having an interview, and I will put all your links and the resources. Mm. Erica, thank you so much. This has honestly been just such a thank you for being who you are. Just thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for trusting me with everyone listening. Thank you for having me on, and God bless you. And you're an amazing spirit. And it was truly a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys. Have a beautiful day, evening. Sacred, wonderful life. Thank you guys for listening. All right, my loves, and there we have it with the incredible spiritual medium, Erica Gabriel. If you loved this episode, I pray that you share this. Tag both myself at Natalia_Benson and at Spiritual Medium Erica. And please DM me. How did this interview land for you? What did you learn? If you love Natalia Benson, the podcast, I ask for your review and hopefully your 5-star rating. If you love it, your feedback is always appreciated as we continue to build this podcast and this energy and this movement together. I love you guys so much. Thank you. And I'll see you next week. Bye.